All right, this is Eitan Ziza coming at you live from the Bite at 10 p.m.
Is it?
NYU of the North at 10 p.m. On Monday, October the 15th.
Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah, Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. And we are on, we're going to start at the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. But we are essentially on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Bet today. All right, so the Mishnah says, it's talking about the brachot surrounding Kriyat Shema. And it says, during the morning, you say two brachot before Kriyat Shema, right, and one bracha following Kriyat Shema. And at night, you say two brachot preceding Kriyat Shema and two brachot following Kriyat Shema. So, so achat arucha v'achat kitzara. So now it's going back on Shacharit. You say one bracha that is arucha and one that it's kitzara. These are the two bracha that are following at night. This is emet v'yatziv and hashkivenu, right? Makom she'amru laharich eno rashai lekatzer, right? Where they said that, the places where they said that you made longer brachas, you don't make shorter brachas. Lekatzer eno rashai laharich. And shortened brachas, one shouldn't lengthen. Lachtom eino rashi shelo lachtom. If the bracha ends in Baruch Ata Hashem, you shouldn't skip those words. And if it is not meant to end in Baruch Ata Hashem, you shouldn't add those words. So it's interesting because the Gemara there's a big machloka rishonim actually on this Mishnah as to whether or not the achat arucha and achat kitzara was in fact talking about hashkivenu in emed ve'emuna or not. It's a machlokas. Rashi seems to say that it is referring to hashkivenu and emed ve'emuna. Tosis has problems. He bases his kashas on a Tosefta. It's a very interesting sugya if you guys have the time. So ask the Gemara. My mevarich. We are on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph at the bottom, bottom line. So ask the Gemara, my mevarach. So what are the brachas that you say, right? The two brachas that you say before Kriyat Shema of Shacharis. So Amar Rab Yaakov, Amar Rab Oshaya, Yotzer Or Uvore Choshech. So we say Yotzer Or Uvore Choshech. So the Gemara says Lema Yotzer Or Uvore Noga. Right? You should say. Yotzer Or, so the person who creates light, Uvore Noga, and who creates brightness, i.e., euphemistic. The Gemara seems to presume that we don't want to mention anything that could be taken as with a negative connotation, right? So answers the Gemara, Kidichtiv ka amrinan.
Negative connotation to what?
So we don't want to mention darkness in Tefillah, okay. Right?
What's Noga translated?
Noga is brightness. Right? So, kidichtiv ka'amrinan. So the Gemara answers, no, because the pasuk that we derive the lashon of this bracha uses the words or and choshech, we use the same words. Now, exactly how this solves the problem, I'm not quite sure, because so we're obviously there is a significance of basing the bracha on words that are mentioned in Tanakh, and that supersedes the need to make davening more positive. Right, Ela Meata, so the Gemara says, if we're going to say Kidichtiv Kamrinan, Osa Shalom Uvore Ra. Now there's a Girsa change that says Hakol, right? Osa Shalom Uvore et Hakol Miamrinan, should you say it? Right?
Like the actual Pasuk is Osa Shalom Uvore Ra.
Sorry. Osa Shalom Uvore Ra Mika Amrinan Kidichtiv. Sorry, Osa Shalom Uvore et Hakol. The Girsa here should be Uvore et Hakol. Right, and the Gemara is asking with that bracha, mika amrinan kidichtiv elektiv ra vekarinan hakol. So we say osa shalom uvoreh hakol, which has a more negative, which obviously is trying to make a euphemism. We don't want to mention ra, right? But the pasuk itself says ra. So clearly, for the second bracha, we don't phrase the bracha in the lashon of Tanakh. We phrase the bracha in the lashon of what makes the davening more positive, right? So lishna ma'aya. So hachanami lema noga lishna ma'aya. So there we see we use a euphemism. Here we should also use a euphemism. So ela amarava kidei lahazkir midat yom balayla umidat layla bayom. So no. So the reason is not to be euphemistic here. We're not talking. It's not a question of being euphemistic versus using the lashon of Tanakh. What the Gemara is coming to say is the reason why we say choshech is to mention midat laila biyom umidat yom balaila. So the question here, obviously, is why you want to say midat laila b'yom or midat yom b'laila, right? What's the importance here? So I don't know. I had a thought to say, right, that in general we see by Avraham Avinu in the midrashim that describe Avraham Avinu, it seems that people thought that day and night, sun and moon, were two different rishuya, right? They were perceived as independent entities of God. So in being mekabel o malchut shemayim, we want to specifically exclude that possibility. I looked at a little bit around at the Rishonim. I noticed that Rabbeinu Yonah had a similar thing to say. It mentioned a specific instance that the Gemara quotes later, but it was an interesting question that was that I had. I don't know. Maybe it's not so interesting.
Wait, so how does the fact that we say Mida Yom B'Layla Mida Layla Yom, how does that?
So in general, when we're addressing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of somebody who's a creator, we say that he creates both entities that we would have otherwise perceived as separate.
Meaning there's a higher power than those.
Yeah. So fine. Kedei lahazkir midat yom b'layla umidat layla b'yom bishlama midat layla b'yom kedei amrinan. So I understand now. We say borei choshech. That's being mazkir midat layla b'yom, right? Yotzer oru borei choshech. Ela midat yom b'layla heichim ishkachala. Where do we see that we mention midat yom b'layla, right? So I don't know. It seems a little bit odd that the Gemara seems to have just recently forgotten the Nusach HaTvila. Meaning the Gemara perceived that it was obvious that we said Yotzer or Uvorei Choshech. And that's why the Gemara was asking Kashis from the beginning on the Mesorah of this Bracha. It seems that the Mesorah of this Bracha, or the way that the Rabbanan established this Bracha, didn't make sense. So why are we asking this question? We obviously have a clear way that the Gemara obviously knows how the Rabbanan established this Bracha to ask questions on it at the beginning about Yotzer or Uvorei Choshech. So the fact that now the Gemara seems to have said Heichi Mishkachala seems a little bit odd, but I don't know. So Ela Mida Yom Balayla Heichi Mishkachala. So Amar Abaye Golel Or Mipnei Choshech VeChoshech Mipnei Or. So we mention it in that bracha Golel Or Mipnei Choshech VeChoshech Mipnei Or, and that is coming to refer to Midat Yom Balayla. So V'idachmai, what's the other bracha that we mention in Shacharis before Kriyat Shema? Right, Mayhi. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Ahava Rabba. Right, it is the bracha of Ahava Rabba. For those of you educated at Or Chaim and are worried right now about what have we been saying, you know, since high school. V'chein Ori Le Rabbi Lazar the Rabbi Pedad Brei Ahava Rabba. So Tanya Nami Hachi Ein Omrim Avat Olam Ela Ahava Rabba. So the big cliffhanger, right? Rabbanan Amrei Ahavat Olam. The Rabbanan say Ahavat Olam. V'cheinu Omer V'Ahavat Olam Ahavticha Al Mishka Al Mishkatecha. Mishkatecha or Mishkatecha. Mishachtich. So V'Ahavat Olam Ahavtich Al Kain Mishachtich. Mishachtich Chesed. So in the psak here, it would seem that Rashi seems to say that you say Ahava Rabba, but fear not, everybody. And Tosfot also seems to say you say Ahava Rabba, but fear not, because the Rosh and other poskim say Ahava Olam, and so I think everybody's good. So, anyways, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Hishkim Lishnot Ad Shelo Kara Kriyashma. If you got up to learn before you read Kriyat Shema, Tzarech Levarech. You have to make Birkot HaTorah, right? Because you have not yet said anything. Mi Shekara Kriyat Shema, but once you have read Kriyat Shema, Ein Tzarech Levarech, Shekvar Niftar Be'ahava Rabba. Ahava Rabba, Rashi explains, has a nusach of Birkot HaTorah, that you have a shevach on the words of Torah that you're about to learn, and therefore that is poter your chiyuv of Birkot HaTorah.
I mean, the way we do things today, I guess if you forgot Birkot HaTorah and said all the shacharit, then you wouldn't say it again.
I don't know exactly the diyun in poskim at that point, but there are certain poskim that actually say you don't have to say it. I think the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch was that way, but
just
I'm not sure.
Just because you said Allah.
Yeah. So Amar Rav Huna leMikra tzarech levarech uleMedrash ein tzarech levarech. For Mikra, for actual text of biblical texts, you have to make a bracha. Ule medrash ein tzarech levarach. But for things that derive from the biblical texts, Rashi says Sifra, Sifri, Michilta, things like that, things that learn words from the Psukim, that draw concepts from the Psukim, you don't make a bracha. Rabbi Lazar Amar, the Mikra ule Medrash Tzarech Levarach, le Mishnah ain't Tzarech Levarach. But for Mishnah, you don't have to make a bracha. So Rabbi Lazar says that Medrash is something that you do have to make a bracha on. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, af le Mishnah nami Tzarech Levarach. You have to make a bracha on Mishnah as well. Aval le Talmud ein tzarech levarach, but you don't need to make a bracha if you're for Talmud. Rashi says Talmud is svara, logical conclusions that are drawn from the halacha psuka of the Mishnah and diukim in the Mishnah to explain the reasoning behind the Mishnah. So v'rava amar af le Talmud tzarech levarach. Right, the Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi zimnin segiin hava ka amina kamei derav. There were Rav Chiya bar Ashi is mentioning this story. I used to stand in front of Rav Litnuye Pirkin b'Sifra Devei Rav to learn psukim of the Sifra Devei Rav. So Hava Makdim. So he would get up, right? Rav would get up. V'kamashi yadei, he'd wash his hands. Uvarich umatne Pirkin, right? He would make a Birkat Torah and he'd mention his Pirkin, which were obviously his understandings of the progress of the Torah. Rashi has a very interesting explanation here of af le gemara tzarich levarach shehu ikur haTorah shemimenu hora yotza. Right, so Rashi says specifically that gemara is the ikur haTorah from which psak comes out. So gemara hainu svarat ta'amei mishnah v'terutzei mishnayot hasotro zuat zu v'chisurei mechzera. So understanding really the mechanism through which we come to Jewish halachic decisions, that is the root of the Torah. The way Rashi seems to phrase it, it seems to be very centralized around like what we consider a fundamental component of Torah, right? Because of the teruts that Rashi gives for Gemara, it seems very interesting that the machloket is what's considered a fundamental component or what's considered, so to speak, an added component. But I don't know. I haven't looked enough into the sugya, but just it was a very striking Rashi. So my mevarach. So now the Gemara has been talking about Birkat HaTorah, and so the Gemara says, what do we make a bracha on? What is the Birkat HaTorah? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Asher Kiddushan B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu La'asok B'divrei Torah. Right, so that is the beginning of the bracha that we're all familiar with, and Rabbi Yochanan adds the rest. Rabbi Yochanan Misayim Ba'hachi Ha'arevna Hashem Elokeinu Adivrei Torah Chabefinu B'fiyod Amcha Beit Yisrael B'niya Anachnu V'tzeetzeinu V'tzeetzei Amcha Beit Yisrael Kulanu Yodei Shemecha V'oskei Toratecha Baruch Ata Hashem HaMilamei Torah L'Amo Yisrael. So that's the familiar text that we all recognize. Rav Hamnuna Amar Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Ha'amim V'natan Lanu Et Torato Baruch Ata Hashem Noteina Torah. Amar Rav Hamnuna Zuhi Me'ula Shebebracha Hilkach Limrinu Lekulu. So I didn't quite understand the statement, right? Especially the way Rashi understood it. Right? Rav Hamnuna comes up with his amendment, so to speak. And he says, this is the best bracha. So what does Rashi understand the best bracha to be going on? It says, Zuhi me'ula shebebrachot ha-Torah, shebebirkot ha-Torah, lefi sheyesh ba hodah lemakom vekilus la-Torah v'l-Yisrael. So that's asher bachar banu mikol amim v'natan lanu et-Torah-to. So why hilkach lemrinu lekulu? I never understood that. But, okay, fine.
All right, so what's the question?
According to all different parts. Includes, therefore, say all of them as Birkat Torah.
Yeah, the question.
Therefore, he says you say.
Fine. So I read. Yeah.
Really?
Oh.
So according to that, it's all.
Yeah.
That's all. Okay. So would, according to that, like the explanation, yeah, that would you say he would say like we do today, one set for Birkat Torah in the morning, one set before Kriyat Torah, or? Each time you say it, you would say the whole set together.
I think that the idea is you say it in the morning and then it goes on for the rest of the day. But I know that there is a diyun in this Tosfot and in Rabbeinu Yonah that discuss whether it counts. For instance, if you say Ahava Rabbah, if you learn Torah right after, if you draw out the time. So there is that temporal aspect. I'm not sure if it's specifically with these brachot, but it is a concern. But yeah, no, that makes much more sense. But it still begs the question, right, as to if that is that is probably the correct way of reading it. But then, why is Rav Hamnuna coming to say what he says? He gives his halachic opinion, and then he says, "This is the best one. This is the best one." Still, is a little odd. Yeah, he likes his psak, I guess. But okay, fine. Tanan hatam. So Amar lehem hamemuna. Right now, the Gemara is going to discuss the context of Birkat Kriyat Shema and Birkat Torah, right? And how they played a role in the beginning of the avoda of the Mishkan on a daily basis. Right, so Amar Lahem Hamemuna, the person that was in charge of making sure that everybody knew their job in the Beit HaMikdash, would say to the serving Kohanim, Barchu Bracha Achad, the Heim Barchu, make one bracha, and they would make a bracha. So the Gemara is going to discuss which bracha this was. The Karu Aseret HaDibrot, and they would read the Aseret HaDibrot, Shema, V'haya Im Shamoa, Vayomer, right? So they'd read the three prakim of Shema afterwards. Uvarchu et ha'am gimel brachot. They'd bless the people with three different brachot. So emet v'yatziv, these three brachot were emet v'yatziv, right? V'avoda. They'd say ritzei Hashem, right? The ritzei that we say before modim, right? So they would make that bracha. Uvirkat kohanim, and they'd make birkat kohanim. Uveshabbat mosifim bracha achad lemishmar hayotze. They would add a specific bracha. The mishmarim switched on Shabbos, the people that were in charge of serving in the Beit HaMikdash. So they would add in a bracha for the mishmar that was leaving. So
for what purpose? Just for like for to keep them safe, or
I'm not sure. My guess it was that it was kind of like thank you, or maybe I'm not sure if it was a shevach or a mishmar. I would assume that it was some sort of a shevach,
right.
but I don't know.
It's possible.
But anyways, so my bracha achad. What was the single bracha that they would make that the mimuna would get them to make first thing in the morning? So ki had Rabbi Abba Rabbi Yossi bar Abba iklu lehu atra. So Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yossi bar Abba arrived at a certain city. Ba'u minayu. So my bracha achad. So lo hava b'yaday. The people there asked them, you know, which bracha was it? And they responded, or they didn't respond. They didn't know, right? The atu shayelua l'rav matana. They went and they asked Rav Matana. So lo hava b'yaday. He didn't know either, right? Atu shayeluhu l'rav Yehuda. So amar lehu hachi amar Shmuel. Ahava rabba. Shmuel said that the bracha that the kohanim made in the morning, that the memuna got them to make, was Ahava Rabbah. Amar Rav Zrika, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Yotzer Or. And there were those that said, Rabbi Zrika, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, they said that one bracha was Yotzer Or. So ki ata Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar had Rabbi Zrika, that which Rabbi Zrika said about Yotzer Or, lav beferush itmar, ela miklala itmar. He didn't say it verbally, but we inferred it from other things. The Amar Rabbi Zrika, Amar Rabbi Yami, Amar Rabbi Shim ben Lakish. Zot omeret, brachot ein ma'akvot zu et zu. Right, the brachot of Kriyat Shema are not, one of them does not withhold the rest. Bishlama yotzer or havu amre, haim de brachot ein ma'akvot zu et zu. If we said that they said yotzer or, then his statement makes sense that the brachot didn't withhold each other. So brachot ein ma'akvot zu etzu. What does Rashi say? Birech et ha'echad v'lo birech et ha'shniya. If you only made one bracha and not the rest, right? Nafka, your yotze kriyash, nafka yidei chovatod behahi sheberech. Right? Ve'ein chaver te ma'akevet lomar she'ein zo mo'elet b'luzo. Right? It's not that the two brachot are sequential, right? And that they're both fundamentally important. U'mehach ha'shama rabbi zrika desvira le reish lakish. Right? Ha bracha achad yotzer orhi. So from here he understood that it was Yotzer Or. So, okay. So continues the Gemara, right? Zodomerech, brachot, brachot im akvot zu et zu. So yim rabbi shlomo Yotzer Or, havu amri, hainu de brachot im akvot zu et zu. De loka amri ava rabba. So it makes sense that one bracha is not me'akev the other, because it is not discussing ava rabba. Ela I amrit ava rabba havu amri, my brachot ein makvot zu etzu. Dilma hai delo amri yotzer or, mishum delo matazman yotzer or. So perhaps the reason why they didn't say the bracha of yotzer or was because the time of yotzer or hadn't come. So it was obvious to them that you could say ava rabba independently. But yotzer or is something that is temporally based. So therefore, we needed to say brachot ein ma'akvut zu et zu to say that if you said yotzer or independently, then you couldn't say ahava rabba. So therefore, we assume that the only bracha that they could have been saying at that time, because it was, because it wasn't confined to the time that you could have said yotzer or, right? It had to be that yotzer or was the only bracha that they were making. Hi de lo amri yotzer or mishum de lo matazman yotzer or v'chi matazman yotzer or, and so therefore, when it came time to start the avoda, right after sunup, and it was time to make brachas, right? So therefore, that's why they were saying yotzer or a little bit later. So v'imi klala mai. So if you were coming to infer it from reference, so it says Rashi v'chi amri le miklala mai griuta ika. What's the problem? Right? Why is it that we have to say, oh, we didn't hear it b'feirush, we only learned it miklal? What's the problem with hearing it miklal? Right? Says Rashi, the amar lav b'feirush itmar, ha shapir matzi l'mashma, miklalo de yotzer or ka'amre, u'mashinen leka l'mashma mehachad, yom ele olam eima l'cha ahava rabba v'chu. So Rashi says that you can't really learn it miklal, because there still would have been another explanation. We still could have explained that inference differently. So the imi klal olam ahava rabba havu amri the chimata zman yotzer or havu amri le umay brachot ein ma'akvut zu et zu, so say the brachot. So therefore, we would have said that the whole idea was that perhaps we really did mean to say that they could have said ahava rabba. So therefore, so the question is, you could have said ahava rabba independently. So why did we need to come up with a statement of brachot ein ma'akvot zu et zu, if we were applying the statement to ahava rabba? So answers the Gemara, no, we still could, we could have explained that with seder brachot, right? It could have been the order of brachot. Therefore, we couldn't have definitively learned out yotzer or, because the statement of Reish Lakish could have been saying that they could have said ahava rabba independently as well, and therefore the Kohanim could have also been saying ahava rabba independently, and the statement of brachot ein ma'akvot zu et zu could have been seder brachot instead of saying one bracha without the other. So that is, I guess, where we'll get up to today.
Shkach.